Chapter 69. Jesse held himself stiffly as he walked right past Molly and the heavy-set man sitting next to her desk. All Jesse could see was Vic Prado kissing Dee. It played over and over and over again in his head. He walked into his office, slamming the door behind him. He looked at his glove, shook his head, and pulled open the drawer with the bottle inside. Not many things got to him like this. But he did have his blind spots, and when things came at him from those dark places, they tended to crush him. He was feeling pretty damn crushed at the moment. The trick, he told himself, was not to let anyone else see the damage. He told himself that's what the drinking was for, to camouflage the wounds. He took his time with the drink, trying to focus on it, the liquor's flavor, the amber color, the spreading warmth, instead of what had driven him to it. But it was no good. It did nothing to erase the image of Dee locked in Vic Prado's embrace, his lips pressing against hers. Jesse didn't pride himself on his imagination, but it didn't take much imagination to figure out what happened next. He poured another drink. By the time Jesse had made it up to Dee's room from the hotel basement, she was gone. When he asked after her at the front desk, the young woman stationed there told him that Dee had checked out.